It's time to look ahead to some audio described treats. Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Description is back with us again. As always, a great selection of shows to look at, Anne, and three really good ones today. In fact, there was so many to choose from.
Yes, we are pretty busy. We have a lot of shows and exhibitions coming up.
And we haven't even talked about Christmas yet.
The C word, no.
Still to come. We've got three great ones to look at. Going to start off with a family favourite, which is 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, this is in Milton Keynes, and we have described it at a few different places. Still a few more to go. It is just such a lovely family show. It's really fun seeing the audiences come. Lots of families, lots of young people, some of them dressed up in spotty outfits. Aww. And it is the age-old story of the two wonderful Dalmatian dogs who rather fall for each other, and this means that their owners fall for each other too. So it follows the love life of the dogs, the love life of the adults, and then of course we have puppies on the scene. But I think everybody's favourite character, or favourite character they love to hate, is Cruella de Vil with the fabulous costume she has. She looks really striking and elegant, and that wonderful hairstyle with the white streak. And of course, she wants to get hold of the puppies and make them into coats. So it's down to everyone to try and stop her getting her dastardly way. It's a fun show. It's got good music in it. The dogs are done by puppets, and they're pretty convincing as you see them bound about, and the puppeteers adopt the sort of facial expressions of the dogs. They portray their emotions and their body language. So it's all pretty convincing, and it's just a really nice way to spend an afternoon or an evening with the family. And of course, we do offer the touch tour, where you do get to meet some of the dogs and get close to some of the costumes. So I would really recommend it, especially for the younger age group.
So this is in Milton Keynes. And when is that one?
This is an evening show, but it starts at 7 o'clock. So it's not too late. It'll be over by 9:30. And that's on Wednesday, the 2nd of October.
Great stuff. We'll give some contact details towards the end so people can find out about all the other shows and events you're involved in, Anne. But let's go this time to Glasgow for a classic show, which I've still never seen in the theatre yet.
Ah, that's interesting. I'm very privileged to be working for Vocalise to audio describe the Les Miserables concert tour. So this is a little different to Les Mis in the West End, which I've been describing about 15 years, I think. And also for Mind's Eye, I've done the touring production. So I'm pretty familiar with the show. I think I could sing you all the songs, although I wouldn't want to spoil it for you. So this is an epic story. This is the tale of Jean Valjean, who was made a prisoner and had to work in the chain gang for stealing a mouthful of bread to feed his sister's starving child. And when he escapes, or when he is released, initially he tries to work. He realizes he can only be paid a minimal amount because of his past. He breaks from his past, and then he meets a bishop, and the bishop helps him. And after that, Jean Valjean becomes a rich man, and he spends the rest of his life trying to do good. But the songs have become quite iconic. I Dreamed a Dream and the Song of Angry Men. But on the concert tour, it makes use of projections. It still has all the live singers with their fabulous voices and full orchestra. But the staging, if you like, is done through the most wonderful projections. So a little bit more of a concert than the West End version, but still containing all those wonderful numbers and the costumes and all the music. It's 3 hours of epic theatre, it really is. And it the voices just blow you away. So a big favourite of mine, and I'm really looking forward to Glasgow. I haven't been to Glasgow for a description for a while, so I'm very much looking forward to coming up. That's on the 6th of October, a 1 o'clock performance for that one. And with the concert tour, we're going to Belfast, Aberdeen, Sheffield, Newcastle, Manchester. So there are quite a few places where you can catch it, but I would recommend early booking because it's always very, very popular.
No doubt it will be incredibly popular. Always a great show. Let's finish off with this one I haven't seen, and but I intend to see this very soon. I'm a massive fan of the TV series It's Only Fools and Horses.
Yes, I'm wondering how it's going to transfer to the stage. I think it will be very funny. I think everybody who has enjoyed it on television will really enjoy it in the theatre. It's only just opening, so we haven't had chance to catch up with it yet. We're booked to describe it at several different theatres. The first one is in Bradford. That's on the 12th of October with a matinee performance and hopefully a touch tour beforehand. But it'll be a chance to meet the characters you come to love through the television series and just laugh along with them and spend a couple of hours or so in their company. So a relaxing and a fun night out for that one.
I'm looking forward to that. And lots of touring shows, as you say. And if people would like to find out about all the other shows you're involved in, or indeed more of the touring ones we've just been discussing, how do they get in touch?
The best way is to check the website. If you go to mindseyedescription.co.uk/events, then we do have a very full calendar that takes us way into next year. So you can find out what's happening there. If you want to drop us a line by email, it's mindseyedescription@gmail.com, particularly if you just want to query the time of a touch tour or find out if something is being audio described. And we're on X and we're on Instagram and we're on Facebook. We have quite a lot of communication with attenders on Facebook. So always worth checking the Facebook page. That gets updated every week as well.
Fantastic. I will catch up with you again next month, but thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan.